Okay, Talmud Torah and Chesed. Let's take a look. So, the Braita Avot Rabbi Natan, you see in the middle of the page, has a very, very interesting discussion of the Mishnah Avot. The Mishnah Avot, which says, Al Shloshet Dvarim Ma'alam Omed, Al Din, Val Emet, Val Shalom. Wrong Mishnah. But the Mishnah says, Shimon HaTzadik haya mishari Knesset Agdola hu hayo omer al shosha dvarim ha'olam omed al ha'torah v'al avodah v'al gmilut chasadim. Okay? And there's this extensive discussion in Avot Rabbi Natan of this Mishnah. It should be noted, and I'm not going to, there's what to say about this, I'm not going to spend a long time on it, but just keep in the back of our mind that these three things are discussed in connection with each other. They're not three separate things, but there's a relationship between them. Certainly, the other list of the three things in the other Mishnah of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer Al Shloshet Dvarim Ma'olam Omed Al Din Val Emet Val Shalom Shenemar Emet Umishpat Shalom Shetu B'Shareichem. Clearly, there's a relationship between them, and there's a relationship between these two Mishnayot as well. And we're not learning Avot, and it also has. There's also what to say about the context in the first part of Avot Labriot, the way that it continues in these Mishnayot in Perek Aleph, and all of this has to do with what we are going to discuss. But I'm only going to allude to it because we just have so much else to do, and because we're not really learning Avot. And so, let's turn to the Avot Rabbi Natan, and that's where we're going to really begin. Al Torah Ketzad, Harei Omer Ki Chesed Chafatzi V'lo Zevach. Vidat Elukim Me'olot. Okay, so commenting on the three things which the world upon which the world stands, Al Torah V'Avodah V'Gmul Chasadim. So the Avot Rabbi Natan says as follows. It says that quotes the pasuk Ki Chesed Chafatzdi V'Lo Zevach. Vidat Elokim Me'olot. Mikan lo'ola shi chaviva mizvachim. So you see from here that an ola is more precious, is on a higher level than shlamim. Okay? Mipnei sha'ola kula kalil li'ishim. Because the ola is entirely consumed by the fire of the mizbeach. Shenemar v'ktira kwein etakol mizbecha. So why do you see that's greater? Because if you look at the sequence in the pasuk, it says ki chesed chafatzi v'lo zevach v'dat elokim me'olot. Okay, so an olah is greater than a zevach. Okay, that's how the Brite interprets it. Makom acher hu amer v'kach Shmuel tzlech chalev echad v'le olah kalil Hashem. Talmud Torah. Chaviv l'fnei ha-makom me'olot l'fi sh'im adam l'mei Torah yodei adato shal makom sh'nemar az tavin yirat Hashem v'dat elokim timsa mikan l'chacham shoshev d'resh b'kal sh'ma'le alav katuv ki'ilu kriv chele v'dam l'gabe mizbeach. Okay, so we have something very interesting here. We have this discussion of which is greater, shlamim or olot, and we're told that an ola is greater than shlamim, and somehow this has to do with the idea that that al shoshad dvarim ma'olam omed al torah v'avodah v'al gemulot chasadim. Okay, we'll try to clarify the connection between those two ideas in just a little bit. The Braita continues. Shnei tamidei chachamim shoshvim v'oskim b'torah v'avra lefneihem kala omita shel meit im biyadan, meaning of the kala and the meit respectively, k'dei tzorchan al yivatlu mimishnatan. Just listen very carefully. This reflects the sugya in Chagiga, the discussion of the Bab, the Yerushalmi, slightly different versions. It's very important, but again, not our topic right now. But basically, as follows, the Braita says that if people you have two Talmid Chachamim and they're sitting and they're learning, and suddenly there's a kala. Where there is a mate, do they stop their learning to go and to participate in the mitzvah of the wedding or of the, you know, of the achras hakala or of the havaya tameit. So it depends if the kala or the mate, right, there are enough people to properly participate without them, so they don't stop their learning. But if there aren't enough people, then they do, and note very carefully, right? Everyone see in the lashon, there's a very fascinating nuance. What play on words do we have here? Who sees it? You didn't catch this when you prepared this? There's an obvious play on words here. What is it? Right. The word that they use to, you know, to talk about or to praise the kala is what? Not only vikalsu, but vishaninu. Okay, vishaninu, which is a play on the word shnei talmid chachamim shioshvim v'oskim b'torah, etc. That they are, what are they doing? They al yivatlu mimishnatan, right? They are being shoneh, they are involved in their learning, which is described here as mishnatan. If they're not needed, then they shouldn't be mivatel mimishnatan. And if there aren't enough people, if they're needed, then they should vimlav ya'amdu v'yishaninu v'yikalsu l'kal v'yivulamet. Okay, this is a very important play on words, as we'll see. The Braita then tells us the outright notes and then continues. Maseh b'Rabbi Yehuda bar Ilai, shaya yoshev v'shoneh. Notice how this word keeps on coming up, right? This yoshev v'shoneh l'talmidav. He was sitting and teaching his talmidim. Vavra kala v'achaz b'yado kidei tzarcho v'yam shanin ba ad sh'avra kala milfanav. So again, v'ya mishaninin ba. Again, that same word. He was shonel talmidav, but he stopped in order to be to speak about her, to praise her, etc. Shub maaseh b'Rabbi Yehuda b'Rabbi Ilai shayoshev shonel talmidav avra kala alfanav. Amar lahem ma'u zeh, amru lo kala shavra. Amar lahem b'nai imdu v'itasku b'kala. We should stop learning and go and involve ourselves with the kala. Shekem atzinu b'karsh baruch hu. Shenit asik bekala shenemar vayiven Hashem elokim etatzela. Who did that sake bekala? Anu alacha bekama, alacha kama bekama. If God involved Himself in taking care of the kala, certainly we should. Vehecha matzino shakash baruch hu nit asik bekala shenemar vayiven Hashem elokim etatzela. Shekin korim bekrachei ayam lekalaita banaita. Right? Chazal adorish that Hashem braided Chava's hairs, braided her hair, and brought her to Adam. So we see that Hashem took care of the kala, right? Chava being the kala. Mikan shetikna kash baruch hu l'chava kishtaki kala, v'va etzel adam shenemar v'yivya l'adam. Pam achat nasa kash baruch hu shushvin l'adam, mikan v'elach adam kone shushvin l'atzmo, shenemar etzem me'atzamay v'sar m'sari, pam achat natla chava me'adam, mikan v'elach mikadesh adam et bat chaveiro. Okay, so we have here a complex but very, very beautiful and very important discussion of the relationship between Talmud Torah and Chesed. Okay? And I'd like to clarify what Chazal is saying here because it's very, very important. There are several connections here that we have to take note of in order to properly understand this Avod Rabbi Natan, this Chazal. Please take careful note. Number one, we noted the relationship between being Yoshe Vishoneh, right, or Mishnatan, being mafsik mi Mishnatan on the one hand, and being Mishan, the fact that they were, you know, the Hayu Mishanin et HaKala, they were praising the Kala. Okay? In other words, both the involvement with the Kala, the act of Chesed on the one hand, and the learning Torah described in using a, you know, very clear play on words. At the same time, there's a second connection, and the second connection is that that in the end it says that it talks about how Rabbi Yehuda bar Ilai was involved with this kala, and he said we should stop our learning to go and be involved with this kala because after all that's what Akash Baruch Hu did, right? What does that connect to? The idea that Rabbi Yehuda was telling them we should stop and be involved with the kala because that's what Hashem did. What does that connect to earlier in the Avot Ra'inah time? What does it connect to? What? I think there's some. Why does it connect to Olam Zvachim? Because what does it say? What does the pasuk say? What? Okay, so let's take a look. And it's a very complex braita, and we're not going to do everything about it, but just ki chesed chafatzdi v'lo zevach, right? Is that how it goes? Ki chesed chafatzdi v'lo zevach v'da'at elokim, right, me'olot. Now, everyone take a look for a second at the pasuk that the Avot Ra'inah begins with. Right? Zevach and Olot are obviously not identical, but they're parallel, right? They're different types of karbonot. Yeah? And so it's saying, Ki chesed chapasya. Hashem says, I desire chesed rather than zvachim. And then it's an elliptical phrase, so some of it's understood, right? It doesn't repeat everything. It's v'dat Elokim, and it's understood that chafatzdi, right? It doesn't say it, but that's understood. V'dat Elokim me'olot. So what is dat Elokim parallel to?
Learning. No.
Dat Elokim.
Chesed.
What?
Chesed.
It's parallel to chesed here, right? At the same time, you say that it refers to learning. Why? Because if you continue in the Braita, what does it say? B'talmud Torah chaviv l'fnei ha'makom me'olot l'fi she'im adam lamad Torah yodea da'ato shel makom she'ne'emar az tavin yirat Hashem v'dat Elokim timtza. Right? So, dat Elokim in the second pasuk that they bring, right, here it's connected to chesed, but the second pasuk is connected to what? It's connected to the Torah. Right, everyone understand what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying? It's very important. Everyone get what I'm saying here? Should I try it one more time?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Look at the first paragraph. Okay? First it quotes the pasuk of Ki chesed chafatzi v'lo zevach v'dat Elokim me'olot, in which dat Elokim is parallel to what? Chesed. Right? It's an obvious, right? Obvious atfala. But you continue, and it brings another pasuk. It says, "V'talmud Torah chaviva l'fnei ha'makom me'olot l'fi she'im adam lamad Torah yodea da'ato shel makom she'ne'emar az tavin yirat Hashem v'dat Elokim timsa mikan l'chacham she'yoshev v'doreish b'kal sh'malei alav katuv ki ilu hikriv chele v'dam l'gamim mizbeach." Here it's saying that Da'at Elokim refers to what? It refers to Talmud Torah. Correct? So Da'at Elokim refers both to Torah and to Chesed in this first paragraph of the Braita. At the same time, when you go to the second part of the Avot Rabbi Natan, and it talks about Rabbi Yehuda Bar Ilai, so what do we have? We have the idea of being Mishan in Lefnei Akala, right? On the one hand, and on the other hand, the idea that they were Shonin, that they were learning, right? Again, the same equation being made, right? Between Talmud Torah and Chesed. You want to see that? Okay? We go a step further, and what does it say? That Da'at Elokim, the first paragraph, Da'at Elokim is associated with Chesed, is equated with Chesed. Right? It's also associated with Talmud Torah. What does Rabbi Yehuda tell them to do in the end of the Avodah Natan? Interrupt your learning, right? Be omei from your learning in order to do what? In order to be involved with the Kala, the Chesed, do Chesed to the Kala. Why should we do that, Rabbi Yehuda says? Because that's what Hashem did, right? In other words, what are we doing? We're imitating Hashem. So what do we see? That, what is the Da'at Elokim, to understand?
Chesed.
Chesed, right? Everyone see how these are being connected? Okay, it's a very complex weave in this Braita, and I'm only going to do a little bit of it. But what I want to show you is the following. What the Braita is saying, I believe, and notice, the Braita talks about not interrupting learning in order to do Chesed, and it talks about interrupting learning in order to do Chesed.
Who says not to?
So in the beginning of the second paragraph here, okay, I just broke up our Shnei Talmidei Chachamim Shoshvim Vaoskim B'Torah V'Avral Pneihem Kala O Mita Shel Meit Im B'Yadan Kidei Tzarchan Al Yivatlu MiMishnatan. Right? If it's not necessary, if they don't need to interrupt, so they shouldn't interrupt. But if they are needed to do it, so they should interrupt. Right? So we have both sides of the coin. Yeah?
When is it necessary to interrupt, to greet the Kala?
So it depends whether there are other people, you know, there are sufficient numbers of people who are already involved. Again, machlokes in Baal Mishnah, but it means there are enough people who could or enough people who are. But without being involved in the fine points, the basic idea is whether it's, you know, I'm the only one to do it or not, okay, on some level. The point that I'm getting at is the following, okay? The point that I'm getting at is the following. We're going to do this very, 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 very briefly. This is false. Remember, it also talks about the idea of shlamin, right, versus olot. What's the difference between shlamim and olot? So each one has an advantage. Shlamim, the advantage of shlamim is that it benefits other people, right? In other words, that it's not just the mizbeach that gets the korban, but also the balim and the kohanim, etc. On the other hand, the advantage of the olot is that it's kulo Hashem; it's entirely involved with Hashem, and the entire thing goes to right. So, which is the relationship between what? Between being involved in Talmud Torah and being involved in Chesed, right? And that's why these two things are discussed together. Why Shlamim versus Olot is discussed together with Talmud Torah versus Chesed.
Why?
Okay, in other words...
That's saying that Olot is...
In other words, Talmud Torah, okay, is to Chesed as Olot are to Shlamim. Okay? You understand? Yeah? Okay. Now, let's go a step further.
But they're saying opposite things.
What do you mean they're saying opposite things? Go ahead. Let's hear.
Like, they're just saying, like, Rabbi Yehuda says, follow Hashem, get off from your learning and go to Chesed. But it's saying that the olos are better than the shlamim.
Ah, excellent. But, as I said, it's a complex braita, meaning that the braita talks about both. It talks about scenarios where I interrupt my learning to do Chesed, and it talks about cases where I don't interrupt my learning to do Chesed, correct? Okay, yes.
I guess sort of along that vein is that with the Rabbi Yehuda situation, he had a direct process to like back himself up. Or like if he'll vire or like whatever were to pass, would he have left for that as well?
I think absolutely. I think it's clear from that there's a parallel between it. It gives an example of the Kala, but the two have the same halacha. What I wanted to get at is the following, okay? And I think that there's that what you see beautifully illustrated in this braita, and this speaks exactly to Shira's point, is the following. That the braita is telling us that there is a complex relationship between the two. And it's important not to just look at it as an either or. Meaning, there is a strength to Talmud Torah, and there's a strength to Chesed. There's an advantage to each. It's important to understand not just that, but they're not just two often competing values, But that there's a symbiotic relationship between them. Let me explain what I think the nature of that is. Meaning like this. I'm going to give you a very short version because we just have too much else to do. Number one, the following idea. That on the one hand, the Braita makes very clear that Talmud Torah, and we could spend a long time on this, not to do this right now, a different time, Talmud Torah is about Da'at Elokim. It's about understanding Da'at Hashem. Understanding Da'at Hashem, what Talmud Torah is supposed to teach us, is how to be more godlike, and that means Mahu Rachum, Machata Rachum, as Chazal say, and so on. That Talmud Torah has to bring about, and this is very important to understand, a Talmud Torah, right, which is about Da'at Elokim. Attaining Da'at Elokim is based on Pasuk Yirmiyahu as well, not just the Pasuk the Braita quotes here, but again for another time. Talmud Torah is supposed to lead to Chesed. On the one hand, it's important to understand that when it's appropriate for me to interrupt my learning in order to do Chesed, right? What the Avot Dvarim Natan is teaching us is that's not an interruption at all. It's part and parcel of the same thing. And that's why this play on words of being Yoshim Vishonim and being Mishanim Lipnei Akala, meaning that it's not a different thing, it's just the same thing in a different form. Meaning that if my Talmud Torah is what it's supposed to be, it should lead to Chesed. If it's not leading to Chesed, then what's the point of the Talmud Torah? If I'm supposed to gain Da'at Elokim, the Da'at Elokim, but Da'at Elokim is an understanding of my that I should be doing Chesed. Ki Chesed chapatzi v'lo zevach, but Da'at Elokim me'olot. But on the other hand, so in other words, if when there is reason for me to interrupt, I don't interrupt so what am I gaining from my learning? Meaning, I'm supposed to learn from a Da'at Elokim, but what's Da'at Elokim? Just like Hashem was Osek with the Kala, I'm supposed to be Osek with the Kala. That's what I'm supposed to learn from it. So if I say that I'm going to just learn all the time, and I'm never going to go and carry out what I'm learning, so then the learning is worthless. But on the other hand, there is a strength to Torah, which you don't have from just Chesed, because if Chesed is only Chesed, and doesn't have a context of Torah, then there is a problem. And the problem is as follows, that what happens is that a person can have a situation, and we see this all the time, that if Chesed is based purely on a feeling of like sympathy, of compassion, etc., without a foundation, then what happens? We know that sometimes we feel compassionate. Sometimes a particular situation, a particular need, a particular person evokes our sympathy, and sometimes not. Right? And it's very whimsical. And it's not always based on anything, particularly meaningful or real. There's a need for me to be a person of chesed, I need to have an underpinning of Torah. I need to understand that there's a concept of Tzelem Elokim, both in terms of the other person, in terms of myself, and understanding that what the model that Hashem sets for me is about Rachamim, v'chulei v'chulei. There's this idea of Da'at Elokim that I gain only through learning Torah, that is the foundation for chesed. So, on the one hand, if I'm always running to go to Chesed, I'm never, learning Torah, so that's not good, because then I'm missing the foundation, and it's at any point could fall apart. On the other hand, if I'm saying that I'm just going to learn, but I'm never going to act upon it, then it doesn't have any meaning either. So the Braita talks about, this Avot Dvarim Natan talks about the interplay of the two, right, where on the one hand, there are times where I'm in the middle of learning, the chesed is going to happen without me anyhow. I'm not needed. I'm not going to really add anything to it. So I should sit and learn and not go off and do it. Because it's important that I inculcate the foundation of chesed within me. On the other hand, if indeed it's a time where I should be involved in that chesed, where it's that I'm needed for it, I'm going to contribute, I'm going to add to it. So then Rabbi Yehuda teaches that it's not just that I should interrupt my learning for it. It's not an interruption, it's a continuation. And that's why there's this association between the Da'at Elokim, knowing with the Torah, but also Da'at Elokim with the chesed, that goes both ways, the idea that I'm going from being shoneh to being mishaneh in terms of, or whatever the form is, for lifnei akala, that those two are part of one thing. Am I understand what I'm saying? Right? So there's a complex relationship between the two. It's not that, you know, either or, but it's that I should be immersed in Torah such that I become more involved in chesed. That's the goal. Of course, if I don't give myself the opportunity to be involved in Torah, then that's also not good. On the other hand, if I don't give myself the opportunity to express the chesed, I don't act upon that learning, that's also deficient. And I think that's what this Avot Dvarim Natan is about. It's about the way that the two not only need to be balanced, but they also need to be part of one whole. There's a Mishnah in Peah. Let's turn the page for a moment. The Mishnah in Peah, I believe, is to a ridiculous degree, to an absurd degree, misquoted, misinterpreted, and misused. The Mishnah says as follows. I know how many times I've heard this, and I think it's much an avla. Eilu dvarim she'en lam shiur, ha'pea b'bikurim b'rayon, g'milut chasadim, v'talmud Torah. Okay, first part of the Mishnah. Eilu dvarim she'adim ha'chol peritam b'olam hazeh, v'akaren kayemet lo l'olam haba, kibra v'ein, g'milut chasadim, v'abat shalom ben adam l'chavero, v'talmud Torah k'neged kulam. Okay, so I don't think this is the explanation that you find in classical Mefarshim on the Mishnah at all. But the way that nowadays you sometimes hear it explained is as follows, that the Mishnah is saying that Talmud Torah k'neged kulam, that the greatest chesed that a person can do is to be involved in Talmud Torah, and therefore. If a person is involved in Talmud Torah, they don't need to be involved in Chesed, because Talmud Torah is, after all, it says that there's Gemilut Chesed, there's Kibur Ava'im, and Gemilut Chesedim, and Habat Shalom Ben Am L'Chavero, but the Talmud Torah Kineged Kulam. So meaning that the Talmud Torah is Shakul Kineged Kulam, some put it, and therefore, I'm sitting and learning, that's the greatest chesed that I can do. So, and then the implication comes that, like, you know, that I don't need to, I ought not to even take time out of my Talmud Torah in order to do chesed. Now, leaving aside the fact that, as I'll discuss, Gemara Chagiga, the Brighton Abu Dhabi Natan, etc., explicitly discuss the balance that one needs to strike between Gemilut Chasadim and Chesed, but it's much more than that. It's a fundamental misunderstanding of what it means for Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. What does it mean for Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam? So, we know that there are a handful of things, almost a handful of things, where Chazal describes something as being Shakul Keneged Kol HaTorah Kulam. Right? Where it talks about, everyone's familiar with this phrase, right? About something being shackled, literally, you know, balanced out, ways equivalent to, however you want to translate it, parallel to the whole Torah. And simple math tells you that it's impossible to understand that in a literal sense, meaning it's equally of value, because since, you know, you have about, I forget the exact number, I think 7 or 8 things which are all part of one group, you can't say that each one of those is equivalent to the entire group, except for that one thing, because that simply doesn't work, right? So what does it mean that something is shakal k'neged kol mitzvah? So we have to understand what that phrase means. You know, the Chazal have a particular lexicon, and they use certain things to mean, convey a particular idea. What are they trying to convey? So please follow very carefully. I want to show you what they do mean and what they don't mean. Okay, so let's just take a look. I'm not going to go through every example, but I'd like to take a look at a handful of things about which Chazal say that something is shakal k'neged kol mitzvah. Okay, and let's see if we notice a pattern. Tosefta Nedarim says as follows. Davar acher, gidolam mila. Okay, brit mila is great. Sheshkula k'neged kol mitzvah shebetorah shenemar, hinei dam abrit asher karat Hashem v'gomer. So number one, brit mila. Okay, these are things that are...
Well, lots of fun.
Okay. Yes. What are some things that are shkula k'neged kol mitzvah? So, number one, one of the things that shkula k'neged kol mitzvah, or k'neged kol Torah, so we already saw, one of them is Talmud Torah, right? We saw the Mishnah Peah. Number two is Brit Milah. Number three, what's number three? Tosefta Avodah Zarah. Okay, Yishre Adam Be'eret Yisrael, a person should dwell in Eret Yisrael, Bafil Be'ir Sheruba Goyim, even if it's a city that is mostly non-Jews, V'lo B'chutz La'aretz, Bafil Be'ir Shekula Yisrael. Okay, it's preferable to, a person should live in a city in Eretz Yisrael, even if it's mostly non-Jewish, rather than in a city in Chutz La'aretz, even if it's mostly Jewish. Milamed, she yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, shkula k'neged kol mitzvah, shebetorah, v'chol ha'kavur b'Eretz Yisrael, ki'ilu kavur tachanan mizbeach. Okay, so the next thing that Chazal say in a number of places is shkula k'neged kol mitzvah, is living in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, number four, another example, Sifrei Zuta. L'man tizkru v'asitim ekol mitzvotai, magid shemitzvot tzitzit, shkula k'neged kol mitzvah, v'chol ha'ragil ba ki'ilu piyem kol mitzvah kulan. The next one is what?
Tzitzit.
Now again, I'm not going through the whole list, I'm just giving you a few examples, just enough to get the idea.
Isn't Shabbos
one?
Just curious.
I believe so. Cases of Avodah Zarah, and there are a number of them that Chazal talk about being shkula k'neged mitzvah. There's a simple pattern to all of these, which I think is obvious, and that is the following. When Chazal say that something is shkula k'neged kol Torah kula, k'neged kol mitzvah, or anything of this nature, which says shkula k'neged kulam, and by the way, in the Mishnah Peah doesn't say shakul k'neged kol mitzvah, it says shkula k'neged kulam, it's not about specific things. But in any case, what does it mean that shakul k'neged? Shakul k'neged isn't talking about the fact that, well, first of all, what it certainly doesn't mean. It certainly doesn't mean, and the same people who say that, the Mishnah says that you know, Talmud Torah shakul k'neged mil chasadim kibun aveim and havat shalom ben am chavero, so just learn and don't do these other things. I certainly wouldn't say that, you know, well, if you have a brit milah, then you don't have to do any other mitzvah. Or, you know, if you live in Eretz Yisrael, so you don't have to keep the rest of the Torah. Or if you're wearing tzitzit, so then, you know, you don't have... I mean, it's absurd, right? It's ridiculous. No one would say such a thing. What does it mean that shkula k'neged kol mitzvah? So it's very simple. What Chazal mean every time they say this, check it out. I think there's no exception to this. Every time Chazal say that something is shakul k'neged kulam, or k'neged kol mitzvah, k'neged kol Torah kula, it means one very simple thing. It means that this is something that is not an isolated local issue, but rather it's something that affects everything else. Okay? That's what it means that shkul k'neged kulam. Meaning, tzitzit, right, is one of the taryag mitzvah. But it's not just, I say that in quotation marks, one of the Targ mitzvot. The Torah says, "Ru'item oto, zchartem mekol mitzvot Hashem." It's a mitzvah that's meant to affect how we do all the mitzvot. Okay? And the same thing, Brit Milah, and the same thing in terms of Eretz Yisrael. It's saying that it's not a local mitzvah. The Torah says, we saw this inside, right, again and again and again, and, you know, How many times just in Sefer Dvarim the Torah says, you know, that being in Eretz Yisrael has effect on how we're mekayim the whole Torah. It's not just about a particular, it's not one of the mitzvot. It's something that affects everything. And this is true of every example. Okay, every example that you look at of where something is shkula keneged kulam, keneged kol mitzvot, keneged kol Torah, it means that it's something that doesn't take the place of the other things. Lehefeth, it means that this thing is so important because it doesn't only affect itself, it affects, if we do it right, it affects how we're mekayim everything else. Okay? And that's what the Mishnah is saying in Peah. That if I learn Torah properly, it has an effect on me that I understand Da'at Elokim. If I understand Da'at Elokim, I understand that I have to do Ches. I understand, if I understand that I'm created B'Tzalom Elokim, I understand that what it means to be B'Tzalom Elokim is Mahurachu, Mapatarachu, Mahugo Melchasim, Matago Melchasim, as this phrase is. And so we understand that's what I'm supposed to get out of my Talmud Torah. So if I'm learning Torah properly, it's going to have an effect. It's going to lead to, and it's going to have an impact on my havat shalom ben am lechavera, and my kibud avaim and my gemil chasadim and all those things are going to be impact on it. It doesn't mean that it substitutes for it chas v'shalom. That's absurd. It doesn't mean it substitutes for gemil chasadim, or even that it's a type of gemil chasadim. It doesn't mean that Talmud Torah is a type of gemil chasadim. It means that Talmud Torah has a profound impact. If I learn it properly, it has a profound impact on my gemil chasadim. If I learn it properly. So that's what I think it's clearly saying. I just want to conclude, for the moment, this discussion with a Gemara in Menachot. The Gemara in Menachot, that side says as follows. Amar Reish Lakish, great Amoram Reish Lakish, says as follows. Pa'amim shebitula shel Torah zehu yisoda. There are times where bitula shel Torah, right? The stopping to learn Torah, zeh yisoda, that is its establishment. That's what establishes. Dechdiv, asher shibarta, right? When Hashem talks about the lufa, which Moshe Rabbeinu broke, and he says to him, that you broke, asher shibarta, amar lo kosh baruch hu. Amar kosh baruch hu Moshe, yasher kochacha, sheshibarta, right? So the famous drasha, asher shibarta, yasher koch, that you broke them. In other words, Moshe's destroying the luchos is what established the Torah. Says Rashi, what does it mean to be tula shel Torah? Kigon shemabatel Torah lahotzat hamet ulachnasat kala. When a person interrupts their learning, they stop learning to do hachnasat kala or hotzat hamet. That is yisoda kilomar mikabel schar kilu yoshev umiyazda vosekba. So I think the Gemara here is saying is exactly what we saw in Avot Rai Natan, that sometimes my interrupting my Torah in order to do chesed, right? Rashi gives exactly the examples of the Avot Rai Natan. If I'm interrupting, quote unquote, my Torah, in order to do havat hamet or hazakah, so this is not bittul Torah. This is yisoda that establishes my whole Torah. Because if I don't interrupt my Torah in order to do these things, then my Torah is meaningless. What's the point of my Torah if it doesn't lead me to when it's appropriate to stop my Torah to do these things? That's the whole point. So what, you know, I haven't gained. If the whole point is I gain this da'at elokim, so there's no question that on one level, Talmud Torah is greater than Chesed because Talmud Torah is more innate. It's more of an absolute connection with Hashem. It's more fundamental. It gives me the underpinnings to understand what type of person I'm supposed to be and how I'm supposed to accept. That's absolutely true. But it also is meant to be shakul keneged kulam in the sense that it's meant to have an impact on me. It's meant to lead me to be mekayim what the Torah is about, which is to act in a mode of chesed. Okay, I can go on and on, but I won't. I'm going to stop at this point. And I want to show you another couple of sources that are going to take us
in a little bit of a different direction, but very, very fascinating, very important. And let me give you those.
Okay, stop this.